And so, I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your outer eyes and relax your body. Feel yourself becoming fully supported by your seat. Put your feet flat on the floor if it's comfortable to do so, and take that deep, healing, restorative breath, breathing into that sacred space within. Hold your breath for a few seconds and then just gently let it go. And as you exhale, release tension in mind or body. Take another deep, peaceful breath, feeling yourself moving deeper inward into that inner sanctuary of your soul. And as you exhale this time, let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present in this now sacred moment. Now one more deep breath, hold it, and then exhale and allow your breath to return to its normal rhythm as you enter that sacred inner place. The psalmist wrote, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." In this sacred moment, be still and know that God is centered, fully centered within you. This is your true spiritual reality. This is your divine essence. The divine, all that is centered in you. All love, all power, all life, all creativity is centered in you right now and always. A flow of dynamic activity runs through every fiber of your being, through your life, through your mind, through your heart, through your hands. You are on this earth to be all that you can imagine God to be. And faith, like wholeness itself, is a divine idea with infinite possibilities for expression in time and space. Faith is the power to turn our souls to a greater reality, to make the possible real. So if there is any area in your life where you are experiencing fear, sadness, worry, or pain, allow it to gently surface now. And know in that inner place of your being that you have the power to see beyond this challenge. You have the power to absolutely look beyond the relative plane to a greater truth than your outer eyes reveal. Jesus told us faith can move mountains and nothing shall be impossible to you. And so right here, right now, in a few seconds of silence, visualize any mountain that is looming large for you. It might be a health challenge, a family conflict, a financial problem. Whatever it is, visualize it one last time as a mountain, and then affirm silently, "Move out of my life. You no longer have power over me." And as you see the mountain moving, disappearing into the nothingness it is, just say yes to the God of your being and to all the unfolding good for your future. Feel the truth that sets you free. Do this for a few moments in the silence. And now, dear God, sweet spirit, divine mind, we are so grateful for the power of faith. We are filled with gratitude that our oneness, our wholeness, perfect life, and overflowing abundance. We accept these now and we move forward in joyous expectancy, knowing that all is well. In the name and through the power of the Christ, we say thank you, God. Amen. And now it's time for us to come together as a greater church community in gratefully and joyously singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power.